Joe Courtney is Democrat of Connecticut's 2nd District. Joe, let's go right to it, North Korea. What do you make of these advances that we hear? We're all hopeful that maybe something will come out of this, but we have a very, very erratic leader making all kinds of promises. I don't mean, only mean Donald Trump, I mean Kim, right?
So, one thing I think is we, you know, we should sort of foot stomp at the beginning here is that I actually think the president of South Korea is really one of the heroes of our times in terms of just, you know, how he, you know, has really made a difference, I think, in terms of the trajectory of this problem, in terms of, you know, the testing that was, you know, going far faster and, you know, was frankly far more successful than a lot of our intelligence folks would have ever predicted, you know, as recent as even a couple of years ago in terms of the development of this program and also their missile technology. And the South Korean president, you know, I think, you know, correctly realized that if something actually were to break out in terms of a conflict, you know, his people were sitting ducks in terms of, you know, whatever reaction that Kim was. So he took the, you know, initiative to invite North Korea to the Olympics, which, you know, had the effect of suspending testing. So we actually got a little breathing space. And then he took the initiative to reach out to the North Koreans in terms of, you know, basically setting the ground rules or the you know, the planning for a summit. And, you know, I really think that wouldn't have happened, frankly, by itself if this guy hadn't taken the initiative to do that. I mean, my sense is the White House is, I think talking is in a situation is really dangerous as this is certainly a very positive thing, and but it's got lots of risk that's attached to it in terms of, you know, how a summit can go, you know, the wrong direction. And you and I are old enough to remember, you know, the Kennedy Khrushchev summits, which you know, really almost went set things back, and we had the Cuban Missile Crisis and aftermath of some of those attempts to meet. So the fact that they're meeting is a positive thing, but you know, by itself, it's not going to. I don't think people should feel like that. The issue is going to is, you know, we don't have to think about it anymore because you know how Kim perceives, you know, concession in terms of suspending testing as opposed to the U.S. position about full denuclearization, which, as you know, I mean, those are two vastly different undertakings. You know, to suspend means he retains the capability. Denuclearization means he concedes the capability. And my biggest concern is just, and you sort of alluded to it, is just that, you know, this should not be a one-man show on the U.S. side. You know, these summits, whether it was the Iran negotiations or, you know, past summits with the old Soviet Union or in normal circumstances with past White Houses, I mean, there is like a phalanx of diplomats, experts, you know, talking to the other side, doing the groundwork to try and, again, avoid setbacks at a summit and to just sort of go in like, you know, we're negotiating, you know, buying some building in New York City or, you know, cutting some kind of business deal is just the consequences of this are just, you know, so incredibly serious that, you know, I'm concerned that we're just not going to see that, you know, backup that past presidents have always relied on.
Thank you for that, Joe. I don't have that much time left here with you today, but I did want to go to the Mueller investigation.
Yep.
I think everybody's holding their breath, wondering what's going to happen. We do see arrests. We do see the Michael Cohen thing. We hear the pundits on the radio or the television telling us over and over again that the president is quite worried about what's coming down here with that search of Cohen's places of residence. What do you make of it?
So, you know, I certainly believe that, you know, first of all, the forensics on this special prosecutor, in my opinion, is clean as a whistle. I mean, Sessions to Rosenstein to Mueller, I mean, followed orderly process of law, which, as you know, had Republicans in every step of the way in terms of those three individuals. And the notion that it's a witch hunt or partisan effort just is wrong on the law and the facts. And if you look at the pace of Mueller's prosecutions compared to other past special counsel, whether it's Kenneth Starr or whatever, I mean, he's moving at mock speed in terms of indictments and convictions. And so the notion that it's, taking too long or it's wasteful, I mean, just by any historical standard is just incorrect and false. And having said that, if the president really feels that he's innocent and he, is being treated unfairly, I think that these are serious public officials who, will be happy to listen to what the president's lawyers are saying, or maybe even the president himself. What I think is really, very troublesome is the fact that the president is actually attacking the legitimacy, not only of this particular process, but frankly, the institutions themselves. I mean, these tweets attacking the FBI, DOJ, that is really destructive in terms of, a country of laws, which is, the DNA of what I think makes this country so special. And, I mean, full disclosure, my parents both worked in the FBI. My dad was a G-man back in the 1940s, and met my mom there when she worked there. So, I grew up with a lot of respect for the institution. And, again, to just sort of these broad brush attacks on really hardworking people that are doing, incredible stuff in terms of mass shootings, Homeland Security, is just, in my opinion, that's not what the commander-in-chief should be doing in terms of trying to, really keep the country together and safe.
Okay, one last question here, because we only have 2 minutes. You were in the House when Mike Pompeo, the new Secretary of State designee, was there. What did you make of him?
So I did not sit on any committees with him, so my experience was somewhat, just floor activity. I obviously watched the Benghazi hearings with, I think, like everyone else did, and I wasn't too impressed with his attempts to trip up Secretary Clinton in that exchange. I mean, I think it was kind of a bust, to be honest with you. So that's always kind of affected my personality. Having said that, he's a West Point graduate. He's well educated. So those, and the president wants him in terms of, and which I think in many respects you got to sort of give most presidents that opportunity. To be honest with you, I haven't been following the Foreign Relations Committee's process that closely. Chris Murphy from Connecticut sits on that committee, and I'm pretty, sure he's a no vote on it. So I would certainly defer to Chris's proximity to the issue. And but latest indicators are he's probably going to squeak through, at least with a tie vote that Pence could break, or, one or two vote margin.
It's always great to have a very good friend, Joe Courtney, and very generous friend, I may say, who spends so much time with us over the years, and we appreciate it, Joe.
Well, you have a lot of listeners in Connecticut's 2nd District, so it's a pleasure.